talked a little bit about your success on your scoring for your certification. Why don't you talk about your dad's upcoming responsibility?
Yeah, my dad's becoming the president of the Arizona Nursery Association towards the end of this year. So, yeah, I'm proud of him.
What's your responsibility duties? What does that entail?
It just, there's a board of directors with the Nursery Association, about 12 people, and we meet 4 or 5 times a year and just oversee what's going on within the industry. Cheryl Gore is the executive director, and Jay Harper is the president currently. I'm the president-elect. And we really oversee things that are affecting the nursery industry and agriculture in general. Legislatively is the main reason I really enjoy being there, because we try to avoid problems with the laws before they become laws.
Well, congratulations on your new role. You take office
December 7th, 8th, 10th, somewhere around there
yeah, before the end of the year.
They'll let them know.
Congratulations. Let's bring Susan in the conversation from Buckeye, who wants to talk citrus. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you, Susan?
My question is, I've got about 15 orange trees. Some have been in for about 4 years, and they're about chest height. And then I have 2 larger ones that are taller than me that are in a well-established lawn. And they have all sunk 6 to 8 inches. So I'm wondering if it's necessary to dig them up and get them out of their little hole.
Has your house sunk too?
No. What happened is we put organic matter in when we planted the orange trees, and that must have decomposed and they all sunk.
Yeah, we'll see that happen a lot when people dig a hole too deep, backfill or put organic matter in and get that settling that happens. We don't advise that you lift the trees up. If you were to do so, I would do it when it's cooler in the winter, maybe December or January. One other thing you might be able to do is pull some soil back, just kind of naturally make a natural bowl around the trees, and not hurt the grass much at all, because that grass root's there. So, you know, it should come back fine for you.
Okay.
We appreciate it. And that is something that our arborists say all the time. People plant trees way too deep. They would rather actually see, when you get it, your 5-gallon bucket or your 15-gallon or your 24-inch box, whatever it is, you don't, when you set that in your tree hole, you actually, the soil is a little bit above the existing soil, so there's kind of a mound that.
Yeah, it'll allow the tree to have a natural trunk flare to it, where, you know, like in her instance, she's had soil come in and up on the tree, and sometimes that can kill a tree too, if the soil on the trunk itself, so.
Well, good luck with your citrus trees. We have a small classification in our database for satsumas, people that move from Louisiana, people that hear the program and they say, well, where can I get a satsuma? Well, there was a point in time y'all tried the satsuma.
Yes. I just like to try a lot of different plants here, new stuff, to see how it's going to perform.
And you manage 100 acres of growing.
Correct.
And y'all have been doing this 50 years.
Correct.
And so if anybody could make a satsuma grow, it'd probably be you guys.
Well, I tried for probably 7 years, and they're a coastal citrus. They do not do real, real well in our desert heat. And I've tried shading them. I tried east side of a house. I've tried just about everything, and I still can't get them to do very well here.
So what would be a good alternative citrus for that? Because it's actually a mandarin.
Mandarin, tangerines really are the same thing, just 2 different names. So they're, you know, clementine's a real popular one. It does have some seeds occasionally. So newer varieties out there, like Tango Mandarin, it's a seedless form or seedless variety that typically what you buy in the grocery store, people buy, you know, the bags of mandarins. That's usually what they're buying now, are tangos. So it's a good one. Golden Nugget's another that's seedless. Both are very good, tasty.
Well, Don, Keith, that about wraps up our hour. Why don't you talk one more time about what's coming up in 2 weeks, October 10th at Treeland Nursery.
Yeah, October 10th, Rosie is going to have the show out there for the garden hour and outdoor living hour, I should say. And Bonide's putting it on, and we'd like to see you all out there. Thank you.
You have a promotion as a 50-year celebration. You have a discount on trees.
We are running a 20% off discount through October on all box trees.
So give me an idea. What is 20% off of a I have a fig tree that died. I need to replace a fig tree.
Sure. You can buy a 24-inch box fig tree for $180, just for the tree. So generally all those trees in that size are going to be in that $160 to $180 range.
Okay. And will a 24-inch fig tree, will that be mature enough to be producing for me?
It will.
When
yes.
I stick it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, and
thank you.
Treeland Nurseries is located?
2900 South Country Club Drive in Mesa, just south of Guadalupe on the west side of Country Club.
We'll be broadcasting this hour live there in 2 weeks. So come on out and join us. We'll have refreshments as always. It's Rosie on the House Radio Program. We're moving to hour number three next.
That's right. Y'all stay tuned. If you've got a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring at the toll-free number. Get online now. The lines always load up. 1-888-767-4348. You've got something going on with your house or home that you don't understand, that don't know why it's doing what it's doing, or you're trying to increase its efficiency and get it to operate better, or you're trying to possibly consider getting it into a more maintenance-free environment, trying to repair, fix, or repair anything around your house, the 9 o'clock hour is for you right here at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. The 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about alternate methods to controlling termites on your property. It's going to be a good conversation. They tackled Johnson Island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean with this tactic. Let's see if it can work here.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.